The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Are you experiencing such great changes? Get excited and focus on the Lord Jesus. It is He who is doing all of these things. It is from Him. So there is a coming move of God that's never been witnessed before in the history of the church in its magnitude. So I want you to focus on our Lord, and I'm going to share some insights with you in this program today, and Joshua will be following it throughout the following weeks. What God is doing on the face of the earth is truly breathtaking. Truly, the transfer of wealth and influence is here now, and it will continue to increase in its intensity because time is of the essence. You will continue to experience and or see major shifts, major changes that will jolt you and those that are members of the body of Christ. But before I begin, I want to give you an update on what are the changes in the ministry and what we're doing this year moving forward. And of course, the changes that are taking place already. If you noticed, my addressing you on this radio is becoming less and less, okay? My priority have changed and will continue to change starting this year. I shared with you previously that I had some major health physical issues, and I already received the healing from the Lord. That is already done. But I want you to remember this, especially those that are believing for God to fully manifest your healing. The full manifestation of my healing is progressive. It's process, okay? It is a process. It is a faith walk in Christ Jesus. We have to continue to walk it, to believe God for it, and we continue to stay healthy and doing the best that we can, okay? Even under the care of physician, continue to follow God's healing protocols and keep in mind that Jesus is our great physician, all right? I don't want you to be giving up on hope. Continue to believe, and I'm believing and praying for all of you. You know, several days a week, we've been praying for the sick. Okay, so God knows your name, and you are included. If you're not feeling well, if your healing has not manifested yet, you are one of our radio listeners that we've been praying for, and God knows your name, okay? So one of the major changes and supernatural manifestations starting in 2026 and beyond is manifestations of God's move when it comes to healing and health, okay? The healthcare industry will experience a major overhaul, which is needed, by the way, and the body of Christ will initiate it together with those who has love and compassion for their patients instead of their bottom line is profit, okay? There are a lot of health practitioners out there, okay? And nurses, even oncologists that are Christians and or have compassion for the sick. And they will continue to increase in number. But the healthcare industry is going to have a major overhaul. Continue to thank God for it because it is needed. Many God's people are suffering because the research and the healing protocol of serious diseases have not changed. It only improved a little bit, but so it needs a major, major change, okay? So in my case, the Lord is sending me and Joshua to Florida. And why out of the state? Why out of town? The Lord wants me to focus in believing and walking the full manifestations of my healing, okay? And for me to focus in taking the office of a prophet to hear from God for the nations and for his people, okay? I will continue to stay as senior pastor of Freedom Fellowship Church with Pastor Josh with me, but will gradually relinquish that position when the ministry team is ready to take over, okay? Not just one or two ministers, but the team are being trained and prepared for this great move of God. So they would not be needing me as their senior pastor, okay? The new people that will be coming, they need to go through teachers and pastors and to mature the church. That is the full commission of this ministry, to obey the Great Commission, but not just to make disciples, but to mature the body of Christ. So as it is, as you noticed, my successor is Joshua. But Joshua also has an assignment from the Lord to focus on the transfer of wealth and influence. Okay? I repeat, the Lord already healed me, but I need to walk the full manifestations of my healing. And I will be under holistic doctors or integrative treatment instead of the usual health protocol, which I refuse to go under. Okay? So it means to say that everything, we have to believe God. I have to believe God for finances because the no insurance companies will cover that, okay? Except it will be recommended by your doctor, and most doctors will not recommend that because they are totally against holistic healing. They think that it's not going to work. But I believe it's a part of God's healing protocol with my faith and, of course, modern medicine. Modern medicine. I am not against that, okay? Because in the last days, the knowledge shall increase. That has been prophesied. So I believe that discovery of cure of what they term as incurable disease will be right here and now. It's going to be in the near future, okay? So I have to believe God for us and at the same time to really hear from God concerning where to go. Okay, so that's where me and Joshua are going. We will still be broadcasting this prophetic voice of our time, but only from Florida. We know that we'll be in Florida for at least 2 weeks, and then wherever the Lord send us. You know, Washington D.C. is 1.5 day drive from where we're at. So I know that I'm scheduled to go there during the spring, but that is not my focus. We're going to follow God's schedule for me and Josh, okay? The second thing for me is to really rest physically, because in here I get entangled with everything that needs to be fixing in the house and also in the ministry. I felt like I need to be there for all the training. And so the Lord wanted me out of state so that I can focus in taking care of my physical body. Second is the Lord has been giving me the blueprint or specific things for the transfer of wealth, and in which I shared to some of the members of Freedom Fellowship Church and some in the Philippines so that they can start implementing it, in which some of those are being implemented right now. So I am going to focus on the prophetic office in which God assigned me to, because it is good for the body of Christ. It's also good for the nation. There are many false prophets out there. And even to the best of intention, once you started monetizing your prophetic anointing, once you started getting drunk with fame without you knowing about it, you're going to fall. Not unless you continue, watch yourself. In this ministry, we have not monetized the prophetic office or the apostolic office. That is a no-no on our part, and God has been good to us, okay? But it is badly needed for me to focus instead of praying part-time, listening to God, implementing things, and still being a senior pastor. And I have some business ideas that the Lord has given me probably about 30 years ago. And they had been set in motion, but they were put on hold for many years now because I have to focus in obeying the Great Commission. And now the Lord is rewarding me by giving even my children some ideas concerning their part in the transfer of wealth, okay? And for Joshua, Joshua needs to isolate himself also. And of course, he's going to take care of me and he's going to help me. We have to rent the house there. So and he's working. So he's going to help me with the rent and my other personal expenses, because medical expenses, they're very expensive. It's going to reach to hundreds of thousands that the insurance will not cover. Okay, but that's going to change. In the meantime, for Joshua, the Lord have told him that because he endeavor to really follow God's will and follow instruction and is willing to make personal sacrifices on his part to obey God, the Lord is rewarding him and he's going to give him the blueprint for the transfer of wealth as far as his companies or his business are concerned. So I am more than happy for him to come with me at this trip. And the other members of the family, especially Erica, is going to follow us in Florida, okay? But right now, we are following God's instruction to the letter, okay? Now, why is God wanting me to focus in the prophetic office, especially concerning the country or North America and the transfer of wealth and influence? Okay. The prophetic office and those who operate in the gift of prophecy, we tend to identify them as one and the same. When you operate in the gift of prophecy, that is your gift, that is your strong gift, like some are healing evangelists. Because when it comes to healing, they are more anointed, okay? So we have healing evangelists, but when it comes to prophet, those who operate in the gifts of prophecy, if they continue on that route and never compromise, they will, some of them, will end up taking the office of a prophet, okay? But the prophet, the office of a prophet, is appointed by God for the nations. And it just doesn't cover the body of Christ. Hear me out, okay? Ephesians 2:20 says that the body of Christ are going to be built up by the apostles and prophets in which Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. Okay. The office of the apostles, or the true apostles of God, they obey the Great Commission, but they are set aside for the building of the body of Christ as a whole, globally. That is their job. The office of a prophet, they prophesy and they extend the ministry beyond the body of Christ. They anoint kings. They were sent to give instruction to kings. They were sent by God to rebuke them, okay? And of course, Revelation 19:10, today in our days, the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is the very essence of prophecy. In other words, the office of a prophet covers every sector of society to point the way to our Lord Jesus Christ, the ways of practices, the law of governance, and God's ways of doing things, even in the financial sector, in the arts and entertainment. And you can see that from the Old Testament all the way to John the Baptist. John the Baptist is what? Rebuking, ministering to God's people, rebuking the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, and guess who? Also, the kings in those times, okay? And you'll find that all over. That is the difference between those who operate in the gift of prophecy and those who have the office of a prophet. So now, the prophecy for 2026 is the office of a prophet and the apostles will take a center stage. But predominantly, as far as those that are called in the office of a prophet, they will be different than the prophets that we're used now. They're the prophets like Father Abraham. Remember, God considered Abraham as a prophet, never prophesied. But who received instruction from God and received it by faith, obey God, and it changed the course of history. And that is why the transfer of wealth and the manifestations of the prophets like Father Abraham are now being called upon to implement God's ways of doing things in every sector of society. So the prophets that are coming, they will never rely on other people to sustain them. They will be likened to Father Abraham, that all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because of his faith and became the lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are Abraham's seed by faith. Okay? So this is why the transfer of wealth and the prophets like Abraham are coming forward. Remember, example, Moses also was a prophet. He was also sometimes called as a deliverer. Am I correct? And received instruction from God to deliver his people and lead them to the promised land. And while they're heading towards the promised land, the Lord, through the office of a prophet, Moses, have established governance, their justice system, their healthcare system, even the order of offering or service unto the Lord. The priest in those times reported to Prophet Moses, but the prophets are over nations and kingdoms. Jeremiah 1:10. That is a big difference now. And the modern day prophets who hold the office, their front and center is the revelation of Christ, that Christ will return and Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, not just amongst the body of believers, but in every sector of society. They will focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? So this is the reason why this major changes and shifts. Because for many long, we believe that the pastors are head of the church of any given ministry, or then they got promoted into a bishop. That is not the case in the scripture. You cannot find that in the scripture. It is the apostles and prophets that will build the church. The five offices, including pastor, their primary purpose is to prepare God's people for the works of ministry until we reach unity and received the full stature of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is Ephesians chapter 4, starting verse 11. So it is important that I address this now so that you will know. And at the same time, I need to share with you and I need to tell you. You need, I don't care if you already are successful right now, if you already are financially able right now. This coming move of God is not going to hinge or depend on your ability or your resources, because these are new things that God is bringing about on the face of the earth, and the old ways will not do. It is like pouring a new wine into an old wineskin. The old wineskin is what worked for you in the past. This particular move of God, if you want to be a part of, you have to count everything that you got as nothing and be willing to start all over again. And the Holy Spirit will take over and will instruct you every step of the way. Even during our prayer nights for the sick, our prayers got changed. The Holy Spirit is not a generic prayer anymore. We take time in prophesying to that person. Because why? God knows our inward parts. And anything that has been discovered or any sickness or disease that have not been named, the Lord knows about them. And so we rely on the Holy Spirit concerning the healing. That is why we have to pray in the Spirit before we pray for others. So every life is precious to God. And if you are one of those who are believing for healing, I'm going to believe and stand with you. Do not give up, my brother, my sister, okay? Touch your own or lift up your hands if you don't and close your eyes, okay? Let me pray for you. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch my brother, my sister in Christ. I prophesy to their inward parts. I command every cell, every tissue in their physical bodies lined up with the word of God right now. I cancel the assignment of death. I nullify all the negative reports and even the symptoms that they have been experiencing right now. Lord, you are our great physician. And you said that the devil is a liar and there is no truth in him. So, my brothers and sisters, you were told that you have only a few days to live, that you were going to live with your condition for the rest of your life. The devil is a liar. You belong to Jesus, and the only one who can take away your life is our Lord Jesus Christ, because you were bought with a price. So I bind the devil, I bind the spirit of death upon you, and I loosen forth life in the name of Jesus. Your life is hidden in Christ Jesus, and it's only you, with your permission, that Satan can take your life. So don't you give up, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for intervening on their behalf, Lord. You do not rejoice in the punishment of the wicked, so much more in seeing and hearing the suffering of your people, and they call on your name. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bind any unbelief. I bind any doubt upon them. And I thank you, Lord. I join my faith with them, and I call forth for the full manifestations of their healing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay? So these are the major changes, and I went off script. So I'm just going to give you some scriptures, okay? In John chapter 16, verse 13 through 15, it's about the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth." And Jesus is the truth. And then he said, "He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot prophesy correctly. If the front and center is our Lord Jesus Christ, is not a prophecy, is not "thus saith the Lord Jesus Christ." Continue to meditate on that. Ask God to help you on the things that it's very hard for you to absorb. That's okay. The Holy Spirit will make things clear to you as long as you call out on his name. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.